Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, I like a lot of Brits beginning to think, hang on a moment, we've just found another tennis champion.
Yes.
Andy Murray, bless him with his dodgy knees these days.
I know.
Actually, haven't they all got dodgy bits of their body? Emma Raducanu, she is quite a story. And there she is, the first qualifier ever to get to the US Open final. She's only 18. At Wimbledon, she was doing really well. And then the occasion got to her and she basically had to cry off because it was all too much. Bless her. 3 months later, she could conquer the world. It's extraordinary.
That is absolutely extraordinary. It's such a wonderful story. It is at odds, of course, with what's happening in Afghanistan.
Yeah, this is not a wonderful story, and it's almost to be expected, except you kind of wonder about the message of this. The Taliban is well aware these days of its PR, of its image, its brand, whatever. And so when journalists in Afghanistan, and at this stage we're talking Afghan journalists rather than foreign journalists, but still Afghan journalists are beaten up, taken to one side, taken into the back of a police station, and then thrashed with wires, cables. So they live, they're okay, but horribly beaten. And they're now talking about their ordeal. That's a message, isn't it? The Taliban is telling the world, look, watch out, because, you know, we're on the case. It's our truth and nobody else's. And all the journalists were doing were photographing and hadn't even produced their reports yet on some women protests, some female protests in the Afghan capital.
Yeah.
Frightening
stuff.
Put two and two together on that. Absolutely.
We're actually in the process of booking some of those ladies who've been in those protests. We would love to hear their voices. Hopefully they'll be allowed to. The next story is very interesting. It's on the front page of Our Business Day here in South Africa. The crackdown of arrests in Hong Kong.
Yes, and in particular, they've cracked down on this museum. It's a museum dedicated to the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. You may remember June the 4th, 1989.
The images
that came out of that. And the fact is that here we are all these years later. Nobody has yet let on or managed to work out actually how many people were killed and actually how many people were injured. It could well be thousands who were killed. And it could well be tens of thousands who were injured. Certainly, it was that thing, wasn't it? We thought democracy in China, it's just there. And you would absolutely understand, therefore, why Hong Kong would want to commemorate that and remember that. And why the Beijing authorities have moved in, shut the museum down effectively anyway, and have now arrested four people who work there, all from the Hong Kong Alliance. The investigators asking some very uncomfortable questions. It is classic root and branch Stasi secret police stuff, isn't it? I mean,
it
do
is.
We need reminding of that? China's capable of that.
I mean, remember, to China, Tiananmen Square never happened. It's just not spoken about. Remember, so it's like, we don't understand what this museum is for, bruh. What do you mean?
They don't even use the D word.
Exactly. Yeah. Sonic attacks again.
Well, this is an investigation that has been launched. We understand the CIA now has a task force to look into this. And these are the attacks that have taken place, they say, on American diplomats, emissaries and spies, originally in Cuba, hence its name, Havana Syndrome, but has now spread. Indeed, it has now been, it is thought, the symptoms, this is where high-pitched buzzing, sometimes it's a kind of whining sound, people experience dizziness, this is a noise that disturbs, it dizzies, it disorientates. Some victims actually have effectively been concussed. And now, all American diplomats, etc., in Australia, Austria, Colombia, Russia, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. Can it be coincidence, all of them? Some are suggesting a psychogenic experience, so partly psychological. As one American expert put it, it's an act of war caused by some kind of microwave weapon. This is what the CIA needs to get to the bottom of, they feel. The other theory, I don't know if we mentioned this last year, but it came out about a year ago or so. The other theory is that it's none of those things. It's not a weapon. It's not a microwave. It's not a sonic laser, whatever. It's that it's the mating sounds of insects, excitable cicadas. If excitable cicadas are putting American spies off their game, I don't think they've got any chance, have they?
Absolutely none whatsoever. Sure. Alrighty. Thank you so much to you, Adam. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a fabulous weekend. I hope it stayed warm. It's turned back to cold for us here this side. So have a nice pint for us in the sun.